Good morning again. I am so happy to introduce all of you to Galen Murphy-Stanley. She is our outreach coordinator, and we're going to walk and talk at the same time. we're going to go up there. So this is Galen, everyone, and... didn't know about the video. So.
I don't know what that says about my gang or something.
Okay, well, I have some questions for you today, Galen, and so you're going to have to put this right to your mouth whenever you speak. And so, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. So what influences in your life led you to a call in outreach ministry?
Very loud.
It's going to be loud.
It's going to be loud. I have a very big voice, so it's kind of weird hearing it back at me. So I've written about this, and I've talked to you guys a lot. Stark knows personally, because he's my neighbor. I have a very big family. I like to say that my parents were kind of rebellious hippies. They still are. And I have a lot of sisters, and it was just like the constant dog pile. And... we talked and argued always. Everyone in our family had a voice, no matter how old. But, you know, we often were conversing about inequality and injustices in the world, and our parents really guided us in lots of conversations and discussions about what needs to happen, how to do it differently, what would you do, and they gave us the tools that empowered us as adult women on how to make those changes. So I guess that's kind of what brought me to this work.
So what are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Well, I'm proud of my kids and my marriage. I work hard on those things always. I'm also really proud of the work I do here. We have been working hard to feed as many people as possible, get our name out there, draw attention to the services we have here and the welcomeness that is offered for everyone when they come in. So we work hard every day to provide that. But also we've done some smaller changes in terms of ensuring that people have very easy access to the best food possible. I think that there's kind of a thought that if you don't have money, you have to eat kind of junky food, and that's not the case here. We work very hard to ensure that people have nutritious options, and we guide them in making those selections. We truly feel that nutrition density satisfies people and creates a healthier body, and that food is medicine, and it moves us into a healthier life. We also constantly have conversations. We're like a big family on Friday mornings, and we laugh a lot about food and recipes and how we eat things, how we don't eat things, diapers. We have very funny conversations about diapers, of all things. We have a lot of new Americans that come and visit us, and we offer them diapers, and we've gotten in some very funny conversations about how to use a diaper or how to not use a diaper or how old the child should be in a diaper and things of that nature. So we have a good time.
Yes. All right.
That's it.
Okay, so I put up here the goal number 2 so we could all see this, all right? Maintain an effective outreach ministry focusing on elimination and mitigation of the effects of poverty and on other life challenges facing those living in poverty. as we grow more fully in relationship with our neighbors while continuing to attract members from across the city and country. So that is our second goal. And so I'm going to ask you, Galen, what's going well?
We have really a lot of things going well. Just to carry through with the diaper situation, the Central New York Diaper Bank reached its first year anniversary this summer. We were one of their pilot programs, and we still remain in the city of Syracuse as the only food pantry that gives out diapers. We always are giving out more than 3,500 diapers a month. That's how many families are. Every baby gets 50 diapers a month. We've actually been capped because we're giving too many away. So that's the number we work with. And that is a really great program because it's bought in a lot of young families, and we get to introduce them to our space. Sometimes they can join us for some coffee and a small breakfast and a little bit of something to eat and access some clothing for their family and stuff like that. So, and they love this space and how welcoming it is. So that's going really well. Again, in the nutritious options with our grocery rescue program and food recycling options, and donations from you all, from your gardens and things of that nature, we've been able to offer local produce to folks that are nutritionally dense. We have lots of agencies coming in and joining us, offering auxiliary services in the community, social service agencies, things of that nature. Just this past Friday, we had Rite Aid's flu clinic come in. Pastor got her flu shot. And several other people joined her. So we have people coming in for those programs as well. That's going well. We always have somebody different here. We're also getting a really lot of recognition from larger agencies in the city of Syracuse, particularly Cornell Cooperative Extension and the Food Bank. Our numbers and the folk we're servicing are notable. Mm-hmm. So we've on many occasions become the city representative of poverty and hunger and food access in the city of Syracuse. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of that. We kind of brace ourselves a little bit because we get looked at and strategized and studied under a magnifying glass, but it's all good energy.
Yeah. So whenever we're working on something, there's always time of reflection. So I'm wondering, what could we do better?
So we're always welcoming new volunteers in, and Pastor knows, because I talk a lot, but I'm always working toward a more efficient way to train people and get them screened and processed through so we can get folk joining us in our efforts on a more global level, because we have a lot of auxiliary programs that go into kind of Friday community and our Sunday breakfasts and stuff. So, of course, when folk come to us, they are immediately welcomed, but we're working on getting them going quicker. I'm always working on that.
What's the process?
So the process is someone comes in and identifies that they would like to volunteer with us. I have a quick chat with them, and usually that happens that Pastor will introduce me to that individual or one of our other volunteers will. I then have them join us in an area that they have expressed interest. I let them go through it once, maybe even twice, before I can sit down and talk to them again, like, you know, what did you enjoy? Where do you see yourself? What do you feel like you can commit to? And then I have them fill out some small paperwork, and then off we go. And we always except for the summer, we have monthly meetings for all of our volunteers. We buy them lunch and kind of brainstorm and discourse about different agendas we're working on and problem solving, things of that nature. And then, of course, we always have the outreach meetings once a month as well.
Right.
But one of the other things that is an area we're really struggling with right now is that the Food Bank of Central New York was not able to offer any food pantry in the 13 counties that it serves its full grant awards this year. So this is due to the effects of our new administration, that the monies that we access through Feed America and the USDA is not trickling down as it historically has. With our numbers booming as they have been over the past several months, we're really having to make severe cuts in the foods we offer folk. So that's an area we're struggling around, and the outreach team is often thinking about ways to acquire more funds so we can feed more people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Right now.
So what are ways that folks can get involved? And do you want me to start the slideshow? Or?
Sure, we can start the slideshow.
Okay.
So Community Breakfast, of course, is a completely fabulous program. I think we still remain as the one of the only free breakfasts in the city of Syracuse on Sunday mornings. So this is a tremendous program. We talk about it a really lot. It's asked after very much. It's known in the neighborhood and on the streets as the best breakfast in Syracuse.
It is.
And it really is. It's a wonderful group of people that put this on. People work very, very hard. And I just can't say enough about it. It impresses me still after almost 4 years of doing this, how great it is. We always struggle with getting cleaned up and get after and getting people up to worship time promptly. We have a lot of singers that join us for the prep work. And the service, but we need more folk to help us with this cleanup time. So it's super easy. I'm hoping to be here more Sundays to help guide folk, and Arlen, of course, is often here on Sundays to help guide us, but it's just a 30-minute deal to get people cleaned up so we can all join in celebrating on Sunday morning.
And we have aprons, so if you come nicely dressed, we can put an apron on you to clean up, and then you'll still look good when you come up here at 10:15. So.
No, and we won't judge you if you get pancake on yourself.
No. Yeah. Okay.
So here's our other breakfast. We started offering this, I think, this spring. So we really do offer breakfast every Sunday morning here. And folks are showing up. This morning we had about 30 people. We're tweaking this program a little bit to just kind of make it more efficient and streamline it. We will be moving this breakfast up into the gathering room. All the products that come in for this breakfast are donated. I acquire them, bring it in, get it all set up, but we're looking for support around just getting it set up out here in the gathering room so folk can join us for a small breakfast and then maybe hang out after and have a bagel also. Okay, so this is a really amazingly great program that landed in mine and Pastor's lap, I think a couple years ago when we were outside planting daffodil bulbs.
Yes, that's right. We were getting our hands really dirty.
Yeah. So this is there's an interesting story here. So the potatoes, we are invited to partake in a potato drop that happens 2 to 3 times each autumn. So the potatoes originate in Maine. They are gleaned from the commercial potato fields in Maine by the Methodist men groups up there. The problem with the potatoes that are gleaned is they do not fit into a French fry machine, a French fry cutter. So they're the commercial field. So it's like a Rite-Aid and McDonald's and those things. So we get these 50-pound bags are bought in on an 18-wheeler truck and dropped down at different Methodist churches on the 81 corridor moving north to south. So Ted happily picked this up for me last month, and he went to Utica. In the end of October, there's a pickup in Auburn. It's really easy. Of course, the thing to think about is that our cars shouldn't carry, a certain amount of weight, depending on the type of car you have. The more cars that go, the more potatoes we can move. Clearly there's lots of folk helping unload the truck. So if you're worried about, lifting a 50-pound bag of potatoes, don't worry about it because there's lots of people there that can help. So we're trying to get as many cars kind of caravanning to this event. And this will be ongoingly each fall. Once the potatoes arrive to my garage, which is the very fancy cold storage unit, I live up on off Westcott Street, I then dole them out from that site to all the pantries in the neighborhood. Mm. So those potatoes go to Grace, they go to Temple Concord, they go to Eastern Farm Workers and the Northeast Community Center, so we can all enjoy these potatoes. And of course, we bring them here too. So the more the merrier. We can all road trip out to Auburn.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a fun program. Okay, so a food truck from the food bank comes in approximately two Tuesdays every month. Tuesdays is when the food bank organizes its city deliveries. All the trucks that the food bank owns come into the city every other Tuesday. We typically get two pallets of food that need to be unloaded with dollies and carts and moved down to the basement. And boxes opened up, unpacked, staged, and stored as appropriate. It's really, it's a two-hour event at the most. Typically, the truck arrives at 9 in the morning, and we get it done super quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so there's Stark. This is some of the highlights of what goes on Friday mornings, every Friday morning, and we take up the entire basement executing these programs. People, of course, can access the food pantry. We now have pet food. Our student intern from last spring started that program with Pastor. The diaper program, which is a huge program. We always have the clothes. Community agencies come in and speak. People can get toiletry or hygiene items, and we have a light breakfast for folk. What isn't up there is the food recycling program, which is a very huge, huge program. I guess that could be a part of the food pantry, but it's a little bit different in that another truck has to be unloaded on Friday morning. And that is, we're kind of a model program for that. It's food recycling, grocery rescue. We're a direct drop. So the food bank sends a truck to a grocery store that identifies they want to donate to the food bank. Then they directly drop it here to us. We then buy the food off the back of the truck and get it right down for people to access. So we never know what we're going to get. It's kind of like Christmas morning every Friday. We can get sheet cakes galore, marinated vegetables. Mostly what we get is tons and tons of fresh produce and bread. And we pay a scant amount of money for these products, and people really, really love them and enjoy that program. So that's a huge boon for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no outside support for the pet food pantry, toiletries, feminine hygiene, and a little free library.
So these are programs that we have put in place to accessorize our Friday community. Yeah, these are things that we get no funding for. We rely 100% on donations. So if you got some spare pet food that your dog or cat doesn't like, we'll take it and we'll move it. Toiletries are the same. I have just kind of a mantra that if you're going to be a productive person in the world, you got to feel clean. Mm-hmm. And feel success. That helps you feel successful, helps bring you up as a person. So I'm pretty committed to making that happen, and we are generously offered donations for that program. So that we're always looking for more, though. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the library. Angela helps us out with that, keeps that stocked and stored. That gets a lot of visitors all week. Angela fills it every Friday. I fill it at least once more during the week. So we'll take your books also. People who receive public monies, like SNAP or old-fashioned word food stamps or WIC, does not buy diapers, does not buy food supplies for your pets, does not buy toiletries, does not buy any feminine hygiene, toothpaste, shampoo,
laundry soap,
dish soap. None of that is acquirable for folk who solely depend on public monies to feed themselves. So, of course, this is what we're getting up upon, Thanksgiving, unbelievable.
I'm wondering out here, who's packed a Thanksgiving bag before?
Okay, so this is a fabulous program, very popular. It's popular from our guests, not only popular, but they depend on it to celebrate Thanksgiving with their families. Not only are we looking for food donations, and I think Joyce probably has the good. So she's got that under wraps. We also are looking for financial support because we, Joyce and I, can go out and acquire items that doesn't come in as donation. But we're looking for people to help organize and pack the bags themselves and then hand out later in the week.
So the 19th we'll pack them after worship, and then the Tuesday following...
That's right.
Will be the day that we distribute.
Yeah, it's a very, very popular program. We go kind of fast and furious and get a ton of food out quickly. It's a great program, though.
Financial support is always appreciated. Breakfast support is entirely by specific donation. It doesn't come out of the general budget. Support comes from members and past members from around
the
country, and we can put your money to work.
That's right. Any donations you give, whether they're financial, clothing, books, toiletries, whatever, goes immediately out. It really does. We have become known as being able to move anything, and we really do. I have a tremendous wonderful group of volunteers that really work with me. So we have a lot of minds keeping track of things, and everything gets pulled out, and people really walk out of here with wonderful things to augment their lives, whether it's food or clothing or toiletry items or animal food.
Or a book to read.
Yeah, or a book to read, exactly. Or even education and an invitation to come celebrate and worship with us. So this is our next outreach committee meeting. Almost always I come in and just report about just numbers and statistics each month. But moreover, we really spend much of the time kind of hashing out the directions of outreach and the directions we want to move forward to over the next season or quarter or whatever. So we really would love folks to join us and bring their ideas because we're always looking for more ideas.
Who says church only happens on Sunday? Can you believe all the stuff that's happening throughout the week? Right? This is a lot. This is a lot of good stuff.
It's a lot of good stuff, yeah.
Oh, and so, just ignore that. And so, what were we going to say at the end?
No, I was going to say, all of this doesn't happen unless you guys are involved. Because as many great, wonderful volunteers as I have, we need people to help us, whether it's physically being here or generating ideas or financially supporting us. Without that, we stop. Mm-hmm. Literally, you are the momentum behind the machine.
Yes. Yeah. We couldn't do it without all of you, so we thank you. Well, thanks so much, Galen, for sharing
this
with us. We appreciate it.